Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We're not going to talk about food much today, and we got to get that in here. Hilton Hotels have got a zero-waste menu. What's that? You can eat the plates? It's like a...
no. not quite. But...
it's like a Willy Wonka situation. Everything's...
Or do they
everything.
Have someone lord over you and make sure you clean your plate?
No, but it does kind of tie into what we were talking about. Was that yesterday? About, you know, eating the peels and things?
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Oh, one guy checked in. He said he couldn't eat... Was it Red Delicious apples?
That yeah. makes his something face.
In, yeah, he's allergic up, to yeah. something in the peels yeah. of a Red Delicious
well, that's
apple.
You, dude. That's
see, I can't eat Red Delicious apples because they suck.
Oh, I love red. I love red apples.
They're red, yeah. but they're certainly not delicious.
Are you into the Honeycrisp?
Oh yeah, I take a Honeycrisp any day.
Those are good apples.
Yeah,
I like those.
So the zero waste thing, it's
I like those.
Apparently the UK Hiltons are trying this at like 4 locations. And it's they're trying to make more food out of the stuff that would normally get thrown away.
Like what?
Well, this sounds like third partially? World.
Well, you know, they're using ox heart, salmon.
Oh,
cheeks.
I got it. So we're eating all. Yeah. So it's like the
salmon cheeks.
It's like our parents or grandparents lived through the Depression and they learned to eat everything and
sure.
they made meals like that. And you got older, you realize I don't need to eat pig stomach anymore.
Like a lot
anymore.
Of cultures right. don't waste anything, and they eat.
They're called poor cultures, right?
The cod tongue.
Yep.
Yeah, and potato
cod's
skin chips
tongue?
Is one of the things, you know?
Cods have tongues.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind
I
of
like
small.
Cod. I've never had cod.
I believe it's
a small tongue, isn't it?
Yeah, I would suppose. I would guess it would depend on the size of the cod. Yeah,
I think it's Andrew Zimmern's always said that, like, the cheeks of the fish are one of the tastiest little bits.
Yeah. Once again, he eats everything.
I've heard, that they're supposed to be a delicacy.
Yeah.
Halibut cheeks and the walleye cheeks, and I don't find that they taste much different than the rest of the fish.
Well, he said on this menu is salmon cheeks.
So no, I like regular salmon. I don't need the cheeks, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you like regular salmon, you would probably like the salmon cheeks. They're pretty meaty. You know, they would taste like salmon. It wouldn't taste like its tongue or whatever other part they got to use.
Yeah, so on this menu, they got potato peel chips.
Chip.
They've got the salmon cheeks. They got crispy fried cod tongues. If it's fried, it's probably pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nuts that are fried.
And the potato peel chips sound okay.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
I like potato peels.
Charcoal grilled ox heart.
I might avoid that.
You know what? I bet you most of this stuff, if you weren't told what it was ahead of time, you'd eat it and go, man, that's delicious.
I mean, I ate turkey nuts. You know? So I knew what they were.
If it's a hotel, just find a way to make the eggs not runny.
There you go.
Right. I don't know what chicken mince is.
Get the kids
is.
Out of the way of the waffle machine.
Oh, well, what right, they would need to do
is. Put another waffle machine out.
In that instance,
do
Nick,
a kid one, right?
Yeah, is use real eggs. You're not eating real eggs if you're having that continental breakfast at a hotel. Yeah, I had a bad experience. I think it was on the trip with hotel eggs. That's why I stay at the Motor Hotel, so I'm not tempted by hotel eggs.
Yes. If they're not real eggs, what are they?
Well, there's egg beaters, but that is real eggs. Just egg-like substance.
Egg-like substance.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there's something called vegetable korma on here that's made up of roots and spring vegetables. It also said one of the things, like, they were going to take, like...
But once again, if you're full, you're full, so it's going to be sitting there.
Yeah, but this is you order this.
I know, but you're still full, you're full, and where's it go then? In the trash.
Well, one of the things they said...
Or you feed it to it, now, it sounds like
you're wasting something that they would have wasted
they
overall.
Take a lot of the leftover stuff, and then they make pastes and sauces out of it.
Yeah, or they said, like, leftover...
Not off your plate, though.
No.
Once you ate, and if you're full and it's on your plate, they have to throw
whatever,
that away.
Whatever they've chopped up in the kitchen is, you know, waiting for to be trashed.
And remember, this is Europe. They're not giving you American-sized portions.
Yeah, good point.
You know?
Yeah.
And they said, like they'll take the fresh fruit from the breakfast buffet and turn that into, like, bread puddings and things for later on.
Secondary
uses for stuff that would normally get thrown out.
What is chicken mince?
And see, I was trying to figure that out, too, and it sounds like it's just kind of chopped up bits of chicken that they then can kind of make into something else.
You were talking about mint. Minty chicken sounds awful.
Yeah. It sounds horrible, right?
Chicken mince on toast.
Did you leave yesterday with one of your apps, Nick, and get something to eat? We were talking into that yesterday.
No, because I went to the baseball game and I had a hot dog.
Oh, that's right. You had a hot dog there. Right. Yeah.
Ballpark hot dog.
And a beer?
Yeah. Well, I get a big vodka lemonade and then a big beer.
All right.
It was great.
Hot dog. All right, man.
Good 11 a.m.
Yeah. Always 11 a.m. game. First pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a travel day for the Royals. I got it. They play those early games, right? Yeah. Did you fall asleep there? Did you nap in the seat? You
know, no, I napped when I got home.
Okay. Right. You stayed for the whole game?
My friend I went with, he had some, his pen was Indica, and I did not hit that. Then I think I would have fallen asleep.
Oh, so you had a beer, vodka, a hot dog, a little weed at the baseball game. Well, good, man.
Yeah, it was all nice outside. It was perfect.
Were you sitting near anybody? Those pens smell?
No, we went to like little smoking section. So I think it's obvious. They might not smell, but we were sitting up towards the front. I think people would see clouds of smoke coming from you.
It doesn't smell like weed. A lot of times they'll throw in something perfumey.
Handing each other, say, and there's a cloud of, yeah, we're not,
it'll smell like bubble gum. Yeah, but if you're passing a pen back and forth, it's probably a weed.
No, we were right behind the dugout.
The Royals dugout or the Indianapolis Indians dugout?
Storm chasers,
yeah, storm
you mean?
Chasers, yeah.
Oh, storm chasers, I'm sorry.
Or
the home team.
Do people share the nicotine vapes, too?
They might.
I'm surprised you were able to get that good of seats for an 11 a.m. game on a Wednesday.
It was kids' day there, so there were a lot of field trips. When they put the, like, get loud thing on there, it kind of jolted me because they were like, get loud, and all these kids were like, bah!
You get that high-pitched scream.
Yeah. They do a great job there. It's a great place to watch baseball. It really is, you know. Especially if you're high and drinking and eating a hot dog. That makes it even
perfect.
Better.
It's just one hot dog? Come on, it's never
I got a hot dog and then I saw some people carrying pizza around, so I would have got a piece of pizza.
There you go.
Well.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I saw people carrying pizza around. Where'd you get that? All right. Over there, dumbass. All right.
At the concession stand?
Right. Yeah. There's one of the concession stands that has a big pizza banner. Yeah. Turns out that's where you get it.
Here's a
now
story.
I'm hungry. Damn it. All right.
This is out of Peru, and this person should not be allowed to be a parent anymore. A 22-year-old pro soccer player from Peru is drawing notice for his unusual name, Osama Bin Laden Jimenez Lopez, whose second name is pronounced with a Spanish B. So he's Osama Bin Laden Jimenez Lopez.
How old is this dude?
Was born a year after he's 22. After Osama bin Laden attacked the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
The name was in the news, and my father liked it, he said. He has a brother named Saddam Hussein.
Wow.
Dude.
The next sibling would have been named George Bush, but it was a girl.
Oh. We can still call her Bush.
Yeah. He said he thought about changing his name, but had made peace with it. Still He plans to have a kid sometime and name him something like Santiago.
All right.
Wow.
You can change that. Or no, yeah. Don't go by it. Don't go by Osama bin Laden. Good thing he's a soccer player.
And he's in Peru, so they probably don't hate him as much as everybody hates Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, they were pulling straight from the headlines. Yeah. The third one was going to be George Bush.
I love that.
But it was a girl.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any personal connections to it, but I wouldn't have a kid and, you know, name him Pol Pot or something.
No,
you know, I mean,
no.
you don't name kids after terrorists and, you know, genocidal maniacs.
Did the girl Condoleezza Rice?
Pol Pot Anderson does it on Wings and Bell.
Pol Pot.
Don't believe me. Did you bleep me?
I didn't.
We say your real name once in a while, you know.
No, just as a...
Pol Pot pussy. Yeah. Let's call it that. That's even better right there.
It's got nice alliteration.
That actually got a better alliteration. Pol Pot pussy.
That I might have considered. Alliteration is always good.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Yeah, you got to change that name, man. And then I love the fact that they just put them on equal footing. Like, they know Osama bin Laden is a bad guy, and they know that George Bush was a bad guy, too. They think he was. I'm like, I don't want anybody to get their panties in a wad.
Well, in Peru.
Yeah. In Peru, they probably think that George Bush was a warmonger himself. You know,
some bisexual stoner just heard you say Pol Pot pussy. That was three of my favorite things.
I just say that should be like 45 minutes from now, so we can say goodbye.
That's the closer.
Let's just rerun that. The bisexual stoner Pol Pot pussy that did ring a bell with somebody.
And
what?
Good night.
Huh? Yeah. Oh yeah.
And good night.
Somebody woke up.
Yeah. You'll be headlining at Minky's Place here in a couple weeks.
God! Did you see the picture that Matthew just sent us?
No, I'm afraid to look at
it. Weird foods.
Mm-hmm.
Fish milt, also known as soft roe.
Is that eggs?
Well, roe is the eggs.
Right.
Milt or soft roe is the seminal fluid of the fish, mollusks, or other water-dwelling animals.
So it's fish semen.
Yeah.
Seminal fluid. Put ketchup on that. It looks pretty good.
A lot of cultures eat it.
Yeah.
Usually they fry it.
That's cod milt we're looking at there. And
who masturbates the cod?
Not Todd. It. Yeah. I am not it on that one.
That's a part of the cod cast.
I imagine they use some kind of extraction
milking
method.
Thing. Okay. Yeah.
Right after they pull out his tongue. Because you got to have the cod.
It doesn't look, you're right. I'd have to just put that with a load of ketchup on there just to disguise what it looks like. Yeah.
Well, that same episode of Anthony Bourdain that I was talking about where they're in Thailand, you know, the Asian countries are where you really encounter some weird
stuff.
Or
they don't waste anything.
Yeah, well, and to that point, what they were talking about, now, they didn't order this version of it, but they were talking about blood soups.
Oh, yeah, that stuff, yeah.
There was one version of it the guy was talking about where...
It's just blood.
It's completely raw, unprocessed, uncooked
blood. From a chicken or what?
Cow, I think. Okay. Or no, I think he said pigs. Pork was really big in that region, so it was probably pork blood.
Okay.
That they mix some other stuff into.
But it's raw and unprocessed.
And cold.
Isn't that dangerous for you?
They said, yeah, it can. People have died.
Yeah.
Got to be something Andrew Zimmern has tried.
Oh, yeah.
But
they did have a blood soup in that episode, but it was some sort of cooked version. They said, you know, the way they do it, it coagulates better. I'm like, no, no.
I don't want the word blood in my soup, and I don't want coagulate either in
no,
the food.
Uh-uh.
Right.
It's gross.
But of course they had it,
once again, all that stuff has been around because, tribes and ancient people, that's what you ate, whatever was available.
And your stool. You don't want blood in your stool either.
No.
No, that's bad too. Go check
bad.
It. Go to a doctor.
Yeah. All right.
But that's just, I mean.
No, I was hungry. Now I'm not hungry at all.
No.
We went from pizza and a hot dog at a game to blood in your stool.
Yeah, blood soup with
semen and
fish
cod
gunk
semen.
In it. Right.
You mean a cod semen?
Here's what you use to remember the planets. And this really doesn't roll so off gross. The tongue. But
it doesn't.
KDUH Mayo knows it. My very educated mother just served us 9 pickles.
And pickles is Pluto, and that's done now. So it just serves us 9 inches.
When I was in school, I think it was pizzas instead of pickles at the end. That's what it was. Yeah.
And Roy G. Biv is the spectrum, the rainbow. It's also
it's the rainbow until he got all woke.
Determines the birth order of our puppies. She goes Roy G. Biv.
Like, oh.
First one gets a little red collar. The second one gets
except
this time there were puppies falling all over the yard and all over the living room, so we don't know the birth order.
Oh.
So they're just random now.
It was a scavenger hunt when the puppies were being born?
It goes red, orange, yellow.
I would think it'd be easier to remember the planets' names than that whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. I don't even remember that. I remember having to write down the planets' names as a kid in some quiz.
Yeah, I just rattled them off, but I always found Roy G. Biv helpful.
Oh, yeah, that was, I can remember that.
Before it got all gay. All
right. That's right.
Until they turned Roy gay.
I used to love the rainbow.
Yeah, now it's gay. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.